KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with college football, game we had for you on the radio yesterday. Miguel Racinos drilled a 41-yard field goal through a driving rain as time expired, and Iowa beat Nebraska 31-28 on Friday despite blowing a 15-point lead. Mekhi Sargent ran for a career-high 173 yards and scored twice for the Hawkeyes, who have won four straight over the Cornhuskers for the first time. The Hawkeyes nearly blew this one big time, though. A curious decision by Iowa to fake a field goal on Nebraska's three-yard line failed, and it led to a 98-yard scoring drive from the Huskers to make it a 28-20 game with 13:57 to go. Adrian Martinez then ran it in from 3 yards out with 3:22 left and found Cade Warner in the back of the end zone on the two-point conversion to try to tie it up. But star tight end T.J. Hawkinson came through for Iowa with a 10-yard catch on a 4th-and-8 with 42 seconds to go, and Racinos put it through the uprights after missing his previous attempt. Sargent scored late in the second quarter on a 15-yard run and early in the third on a 5-yard pass from Nate Stanley to help the Hawkeyes jump ahead 28-13. But the Huskers and Adrian Martinez, their brilliant freshman quarterback, showed resilience in nearly pulling off the stunner. Martinez threw for 260 yards and two touchdowns to lead Nebraska, which went 0-5 on the road this year. The Huskers played without injured star wide receiver J.D. Spielman for the second week in a row. After a three-game losing streak robbed them of a shot at the Big Ten title, the Hawkeyes finished on a high note and will now await their bowl fate. It wouldn't be surprising to see them end up in either the Holiday or the Citrus Bowl. Iowa State closes out Big 12 play at home tonight against Kansas State. The Cyclones are coming off a loss at Texas, but with a victory would set a school record for conference wins in a season.
There's certainly great things to play for. There's be great to be continue to be playing meaningful games, and it's important to play, and I think that's probably the most important thing. And, you know, we'll let the chips fall where they may to tell our story at the end of the season.
Campbell says the Cyclones need a better start this week on both sides of the football.
You know, when we're playing good, I think we all know what that looks like and feels like. And, you know, when we're not playing good, we know what that feels like too. And I really think for this team, there's a flow. And that doesn't always mean scoring points, and that doesn't always mean, you know, three and outs on defense, but there's a flow to how we're playing. And I think getting into that flow is really important for us.
Campbell says a good rhythm is important with their style of play.
We're a team that lives like that rather than a team that's going to try to run as many plays as we can and score as many points as we can. And defensively, you know, leave our defense, you know, at times out to dry. I think we're trying to work together to get that rhythm of the game the best way we possibly can.
That game is set for a 6 o'clock kickoff at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames here tonight. Northern Iowa opens up the FCS playoffs here tonight with a home game against Lamar. That game will kick off at 4 o'clock there at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Other matchups on the FCS playoffs slate have Southeast Missouri State hosting Stony Brook. Duquesne is at Towson. Elon at Wofford. Incarnate Word is at Montana State. Delaware is at James Madison. San Diego is at Nicholls State. And East Tennessee State is at Jacksonville State there in the first round there, the FCS playoffs here today. Also in college football notes from yesterday, 8th-ranked Central Florida was able to run the nation's longest winning streak to 24 games despite playing the second half without their number one quarterback. Mackenzie Melton injured his knee while being tackled at the end of a 5-yard run in the second quarter of the Knights' 38-10 romp over South Florida. The entire UCF squad left their sideline at one point to form a crowded circle around Melton, who was placed on the cart and taken to a nearby hospital. Coach Josh Heupel declined to announce the nature of the injury, but it appears Milton is done for the season. Greg McCray finished with 181 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns on 16 carries for the Knights. Darrell Mack Jr. was just 5 for 14 for 81 yards after replacing Milton. Also, UCF amassed 558 yards of total offense and have scored at least 30 points in 24 consecutive games. In other top 25 action, 6th-ranked Oklahoma kept their college football playoff hopes alive as Kyler Murray threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another in the Sooners' 59-56 win at number 12 West Virginia. Murray finished 20 of 27 for 364 yards and converted a late fourth down to seal a matchup of Heisman Trophy hopefuls. West Virginia's Will Grier threw for 4 touchdowns and a career-high 539 yards on 32 of 49 passing, but he lost 2 fumbles that were returned for touchdowns. Miles Gaskin has run Washington into the Pac-12 title game by racing 80 yards for a touchdown in the fourth quarter of the 17th-ranked Huskies' 28-15 victory at number 7 Washington State. Gaskin rushed for 170 yards and 3 touchdowns on a snowy night in Pullman, sending the Huskies to their 6th straight win over the Cougars. Sam Ellinger accounted for 3 touchdowns, and 11th-ranked Texas wrapped up a berth in the Big 12 title game by beating Kansas 24-17. Ellinger ran for a touchdown and was 16 of 28 for 154 yards, 2 scores, and 2 interceptions. That's a look at your top 25 college football action there from yesterday. Moving on to college basketball, B.J. Siss scored 6 of his game-high 25 points from the free throw line in the closing seconds as Old Dominion avenged a loss earlier this week to Northern Iowa, 72-65 on Friday night. The game was the second meeting between the teams in the last 5 days. Northern Iowa beat Old Dominion Monday in the final game of the Paradise Jam at the U.S. Virgin Islands, 54-53. This time, the Monarchs never surrendered the lead in the second half. UNI cut the lead to 3, 61-58 on a layup by Wyatt Lohouse. With 3:09 left, Ahmad Carver hit a three-pointer, and Sith hit 6 free throws in the final 18 seconds to put the game away. Sith hit 8 of 13 from the field, including 2 of 5 from beyond the arc, and was 7 for 7 from the line. Carver added 19 points and dished out 6 assists. A.J. Green led the Panthers with 18 points in that loss. Also, in other college football or college basketball action yesterday, 4th-ranked Virginia has won the battle for Atlantis after tournament MVP DeAndre Hunter scored 20 points and grabbed 9 rebounds in the Cavaliers' 53-46 win against number 25 Wisconsin. Hunter averaged 19 points and 8 rebounds and 3 assists while shooting nearly 62% in the Bahamas. 2nd-ranked Kansas rallied to beat number 5 Tennessee 87-81 in overtime in the NIT season tip-off title game. Dedrick Lawson had 24 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists for the 5-0 Jayhawks. LeGerald Vick scored 15 points with 8 straight during a crucial stretch after the Volunteers went ahead by 9 in the second half. Caleb Martin scored 29 points, and Trayshawn Thurman added 22 with 8 rebounds as number 6 Nevada whipped Massachusetts 110-87 in the Las Vegas Invitational second championship game. Cody Martin had 18 points and 7 rebounds for the 6-0 Wolfpack. Kobe White's 19 points and 8 assists helped number 7 North Carolina whip number 17 UCLA 94-78 in the Las Vegas Invitational consolation game. Luke May added 16 points and 8 rebounds for the 5-1 Tar Heels, while Kenny Williams chipped in 15 points. Iggy Brazakis scored 20 points and Jordan Poole had 14 to lead 9th-ranked Michigan past Chattanooga 83-55. Number 10 Kentucky earned a 77-62 victory over Tennessee State behind Keldon Johnson's career-high 27 points. 11th-ranked Michigan State won the Las Vegas Invitational Championship by getting 29 points from Joshua Langford in a 78-68 decision over Texas. Langford was 5-6 from three-point range, but teammate Cassius Winston was named the tournament MVP after providing 20 points and 10 assists. Bafondu Cabengale had a three-pointer with a half-second left in overtime to give 14th-ranked Florida State a 79-76 win over number 19 LSU in the Advocare semifinals. Caleb Wesson delivered 19 points, and C.J. Jackson added 17 as 23rd-rated Ohio State roughed up Cleveland State 89-62. And Carson Edwards scored 19 points, and Ryan Klein had 17 in number 24 Purdue's 84-57 romp over Robert Morris. In a women's college hoops yesterday, Megan Gustafson had 28 points and 16 rebounds, and number 12 Iowa rallied from a 24-point deficit and beat number 25 West Virginia 84-81 in the Junkanoo Jam to remain undefeated. The win marks the biggest comeback for Iowa under a coach Lisa Bluter. Iowa plays Florida State in the title game, while the Mountaineers will face Eastern Kentucky on Saturday. Gustafson was 12 of 17 from the field. Mackenzie Meyer made 4 3-pointers and finished with 20 points for Iowa. Tanya Davis scored 15, including a career-high 13 free throws, and Alexis Sevillian chipped in with 13 points there for the Hawkeyes. We'll have that championship game there in the Junkanoo Jam from the Bimini Bahamas as Iowa takes on Florida State this evening. 5:30 pregame, 5:45 will be the scheduled tip. And health problems did not hamper Notre Dame's championship hopes at the Vancouver Showcase on Friday night. Arike Ogunbowale scored 30 points, and Jackie Young added 25 to help number one Notre Dame beat Drake 82-64 in semifinal action at the Vancouver Convention Center. The Irish were playing without Jessica Shepherd, who twisted her ankle against Gonzaga on Thursday, and also were still missing Marina Mabry, who has been sidelined with a quadriceps injury all season. The defending champion Fighting Irish struggled to score early. After the first quarter was tied 17-17, Notre Dame eventually managed to dominate. They outscored the Bulldogs 52-44 in the paint. Sarah Ryan led Drake with 18 points, while Sammy Backrod netted 11, and Maddie Dean had 10. The Bulldogs suffered their first loss of the season. They're now 5-1. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.